This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Jim, the other thing is, in reality, is part of the reason it's not just a matter of just starting up and getting it going. You got to get nickel. You got to get cobalt. You got to get lithium.
Yeah.
We have the rare earth, but we won't mine it. And now it's up to you to go get it, bring it in, process it, and make a profit because you are a for-profit business. The government could supplement this only for so long. What is the message to America and politicians right now if they want the electric car to work?
It's like semiconductors. Brian, I'm so glad you brought this up. You know, Ford is bet on America. No one makes more full-size trucks than we do in America. We have to onshore this stuff. We have to have mines and processing to build a digital economy here in the U.S. We cannot continue to import batteries.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was the Ford CEO talking about electric vehicles, and Ford is saying, look, we want to do electric vehicles, but we don't want to be dependent upon China. We're having to import all this stuff. Before we even get too deeply into this, I want to play a clip from Josh Hawley, the cut two on the EV stuff guys. And he's interviewing the Department of Interior about mining and electric vehicles and stuff. And just so you know, the whole theme of this particular segment is Democrats don't know jack. They don't take anything to the logical end conclusion, and they jump the gun without having any idea of where things are going to go, how it needs. I mean, look, it requires is some form of planning. But they, we got to go electric. By 2030, they start pulling years out of their butts. We have to go by this. By this time, we have to have this in place without any thought. And, I mean, either we get people into office that can undo this stuff or we suffer the consequences. Here's Josh Hawley talking to the lady that runs the Department of Interior, probably another affirmative action appointee.
On the subject of these sweeping mandates related to electric vehicles that the Biden administration has imposed, including now for our military, the metals needed to make the lithium-ion batteries in those vehicles are, of course, lithium, nickel, graphite, and cobalt. Now, can you tell me what nation is the largest producer of refined lithium in the world?
No, I can't.
It's China. Can you tell me which nation is the largest producer of refined cobalt in the world?
No, Senator.
It's China. Do you know what nation is the largest exporter of natural graphite to the United States globally?
No, Senator.
It's China.
Okay.
So in all of these instances, these mandates, your decision to trade off our energy security in favor of a radical climate change agenda is making us more and more dependent on China. And at the same time, you are denying mining, blocking permits for mines in this country that would allow us to develop nickel and copper and cobalt. Why? Why block the development of these resources in our own nation in favor of making us dependent on China?
Senator, are you referring to the Boundary Waters?
I'm referring to the Twin Metals mine in Minnesota. I think that Senator Barroso was just asking about it.
Yes, near the Boundary Waters, which is an iconic place and, of course, a very valuable ecological system to many plants, animals, species.
And the Bidens. Welcome back. She left that part out. It's a very valuable ecosystem to the Bidens. That would be the Chinese. Oh, my goodness. I love when Holly grills these people. Whoever his team is, they do really good research. So, you know, we're all this idea of let's make these transitions, and they're guising this. Barack Obama did with Inner One and Solyndra. Remember, he got paid. His administration, his campaign got paid millions of dollars. His administration made millions of dollars, and what did he do? He gave back billions to these companies in solar energy. Now we've got Biden. Oh, we've got to do this and do that all because of this. Oh, let me tell you what this is all about. This is all payback to China for Joe Biden being in business with him. Let me put it this way. If Donald Trump were president and he was under investigation for what's going on with the Biden family, and you found out that everything that he's done, his sweeping legislation, his sweeping mandates on electric vehicles, including the military, is all dependent upon China giving us our raw materials, they impeach him. And they have every right to. I would be screaming at Trump, going, what are you thinking? Do you realize, folks, in this country, right here, I live in the state of Arizona. In Arizona, next to the Mexican border, I want to say down past Tucson. And I've just been told this. I don't know it for a fact. You can look it up. But I'm told we have just amazing amounts of cobalt. We could go mine it right there. I don't know where lithium is in America, but here's what I can tell you about the world. When they say to you, oh, well, so-and-so is the largest source of cobalt or lithium or whatever, I'm going to tell you something. We have some, too. There's not a place on this earth that forms that you don't have access to precious metals. There may be more gold in California than there is in Texas, just because of the topography, you know, whatever. But Texas has gold. Everywhere in the world has oil. Everywhere in the world has diamonds. Everywhere in the world has coal. And I could go on. There may be bigger pockets and obviously different sized countries and different islands and stuff like that, but it's all made of precious metals of some sort. So there's nothing, you know, that you're not going to find anywhere else. In other words, we can get our graphite, our coal, our nickel, our lithium right here in America. And if we were smart, that would be our policy, is to say we're not going to enter in anything that we can't supply ourselves. And then we regulate it based on our own internal supply and what we might want to be dependent upon offshore. Tell me something. Oh, Kevin, we can't, because we get a lot of rubber from Africa, as an example. Tell me we can't grow rubber here. Is there something unique to Africa that we don't have? We got desert, we got joy, we got sun, we got seasons in the sun. We got it all. We may not have as much, but we have it. And what we don't have, we can trade for. That's why we traded. That's why people brought sugars and spices and coffee and cinnamon, and we gave, you know, other people gave them boats and oars and snake skins. I don't know. We'll be back, folks. I gotta leave it there for now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Said yesterday that when it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
It was, I was speaking.
Is telling us the number is.
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people.
I'm about to answer you. If the dramatics would come down just a little bit. The dramatics would come down a little
what's
bit.
What's dramatic about asking a question about?
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration, and we have seen the data has shown us that it has gone down by more than 90%. That was what I was speaking
and
to.
We're going to move.
Go ahead.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was Corinne Jean-Pierre not answering a question, and I was speaking to some other report that has nothing to do with the question at hand. She didn't even let Ducey finish contextualizing the question so he could say, look, I don't want any nuance. The numbers have gone up, and you know they've gone up. In fact, Ted Cruz commented about this. What should we title this segment? Immigration? Immigration lies? Anyway, here's Ted Cruz I think they repeat what she says, but maybe not as long. So bear with us if it does repeat a little bit of what about what Karine Jean-Pierre had to say.
Joining me now, Senator, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz, welcome as always, sir. So I just have this little vignette. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre refused to walk back her bogus claim today. Listen to this. Immigration is down by 90%. Listen to this, please, Senator.
You said yesterday that when it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
It was, I was speaking.
Is telling us the number is.
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people more.
I'm about to answer you.
If
the dramatics could come down just a little bit. If the dramatics could come down a little
bit. What's dramatic about asking a question about?
Okay, I'm going to answer.
Well, I don't know what she's talking about, 90%. I mean, I'm looking, Senator Cruz, illegals in fiscal 21, 1.7 million. In fiscal 22, 2.8 million. Year to date, 6 months worth, 1.5 million. And Title 42 is running out, so the whole thing's going to double in the next 6 months. And, Senator, I don't understand. 1,500 troops, they do not have the power to arrest or deport. So I'm just saying, with no disrespect, they're like babysitters. They're just processing. I don't understand what this is all about, sir.
Well, Larry, I'm sorry to say Karine Jean-Pierre is the most brazen liar ever to take the podium at the White House press briefing. She lies routinely, and it's not spin. Look, we expect White House press secretaries to spin, to have a take on the facts. Okay, that's part of discourse. But she stands up there and just gives flat-out falsehood. She just said, and you just played it, that under Biden, illegal immigration has dropped 90%. Now, that's not kind of sort of right. It's not a little bit right. It hasn't dropped at all. And in fact, let's just do some simple math. In the year 2020, the last year of the Trump presidency, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. We were achieving incredible success in securing our border. Joe Biden came in, he opened up the border, and within days of his being sworn in, the numbers skyrocketed. We have today, we went from the lowest rate of illegal immigration to the highest rate in history. So it didn't drop at all. It didn't drop 90%. It didn't drop 80, 70, 60, 50, 40. It dropped zero. Instead, it rose massively. And we have seen over 6 million illegal immigrants cross the border under Joe Biden. And the amazing thing is Karine Jean-Pierre says that. She just flat out lies, and she says that all the time. She's also stood at that podium and said, people are not just walking across the border. Look, you're playing next to me. Videos of people swimming across the river, walking across the border. You're playing that right now. And she just flat out lies. Now, two things are amazing. Number one, at the end of the day, that's not as much her fault as it is Joe Biden's. Joe Biden is the president. And when you send out a liar to lie on behalf of the White House at the White House podium, that's Joe Biden lying and being perfectly willing to lie to the American people. But number two, her just the blatancy with which she does this.
Well,
is a complete indictment of the corporate media, because Fox will ask her about it. But where's CNN? Where's ABC? Where's NBC? Where's CBS? Where's MSNBC? They don't care that she is standing there flat out lying to the American people. The fact that she does that is a complete and total indictment of today's corporate media.
I just, when I think about the left and the Democrats, and I think about the blatant lies, you have to ask yourself, do they think we're crazy? We have an invasion occurring. And worse than that, once the invaders get here, then we have our own people inside this country working to give them preferential treatment over the people who have toiled for this country, who would happily give their lives for this country. What equilibrium do you think you're going to create if you keep this up? Again, I ask you, play leftism out to its logical means. Tell me where we end up. We have a legal immigration system that nobody wants to pay attention to and actually fix, because we have the illegal system that's getting all the attention. So I liken it to this. You're raising children. And trust me, folks, this is, those of you who are parents, you'll get this. Some of you will anyway. So you're giving all the attention to the kid who's acting up, and the kid who's doing things the right way, you're saying, look, I don't have any time for you. The, you know, little Johnny over here, he's being bad. He's going to get all my attention. And the one who's over here making straight A's and playing by the rules and asking for a little bit of your time so that they can do it even better. And you're going, nope, I got to spend time with little Johnny. And we can all relate to this to some degree. I mean, I'm fortunate. You know, I didn't have any major problems with my kids. I mean, I've got problems with them. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not taking myself out of the mix. But I'm saying I wasn't dealing with teenage pregnancies and drugs and all that kind of stuff. But I can tell you, you will spend time on the problems and not on the people who are not giving you problems. And you have to stop yourself at times and say to the kid that's giving you problems, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you a certain amount of time, but I'm going to go over here and spend my real time with the kid who's doing it right. And I get the dynamics of family, and it might not be the best analogy, but I think you get the point. We've got people who want to come in and do it right, and they're complaining all the time. It takes too long and all this. And the excuse for the other side on the immigration issue is, it takes too long to do it right. It's supposed to take long. I've compared this to getting into Harvard. Is it easier to get into Harvard or easier to get into community college? Well, I think you know the answer. And the reason it's easier to get into community college is because it's not coveted. Nobody cares about that education. People care, and it's getting to where you don't care about Harvard. So I may not be able to make this analogy in a few years. But what's worth doing is worth waiting for. And whoever left is going to get that.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. North Carolina lawmakers attempting to pass a 12-week abortion ban. A massive earthquake has struck the coast of Japan. That happened this morning.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake jolted Ishikawa Prefecture today in Japan, killing one and leaving others injured. Fortunately, there was no tsunami, but the meteorological agency said it confirmed sea level changes around 10 centimeters in the area. Ishikawa Prefecture is on the northern coast of central Japan. I'm Lance Pry.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. President Biden accusing House Republicans of threatening to default on the nation's debt in order to secure spending cuts. Biden told reporters raising the debt ceiling and negotiating on a budget are two separate issues. Corey Myers, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The numbers are getting worse. The agents are beyond an exhausting point. And it's not just at the border. Now what you're seeing is places 100, 150 miles from the border are just as overwhelmed as if they were on the Rio Grande themselves.
That's Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez describing a worsening situation at the border as Title 42 is set to expire next week. That's a COVID-era policy that allowed the border authorities to quickly expel certain migrants. Gonzalez's comments come as Chicago's outgoing mayor, Lori Lightfoot, who you just heard from, is now urging Texas Governor Greg Abbott to stop sending busloads of migrants to her city of Chicago. Lightfoot yesterday wrote in a letter to him saying, quote, "Your lack of consideration or coordination in an attempt to cause chaos and score political points has resulted in a critical tipping point in our ability to receive individuals and families in a safe, orderly, and dignified way." Mayor Lightfoot is back here at the table with us, also joining our conversation on immigration and other key issues, CNN senior political commentator and former Republican congressman from Illinois, Adam Kinzinger. Thank you both. Two questions for you on this letter. One, have you heard anything?
No, we have not heard anything back. And frankly, I didn't expect to hear anything back, but I felt like it was important to once again try to engage the governor, but also let him know what his policies and practices are doing in cities like Chicago. We are completely tapped out. We have no more space, no more resources, and frankly, we're already in a surge. We've been seeing over the last week 200 plus people coming to Chicago every single day. We call them walk-ins because they're not coming on buses, but they are coming on planes from San Antonio, and we're very concerned because they don't seem like they're getting screened at the border. We've seen people coming with serious medical issues.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that that leftist, Lori Lightfoot, has the nerve, the audacity to talk about immigration coming into Chicago? 200 a day are coming in. Does she know how many come into Texas cities every single day? Thousands. Thousands. Look, 1.5 million people so far in 6 months have come into this country. Do the math. 6,000 a month going to Chicago for 6 months. So they've gotten 36,000 of the 1.5 million. Where do you think these people stop? Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and they're welcomed into California. So if you're getting 200, woo, remember the Martha's Vineyard? What did they get? They got like 40? Oh my, what are we going to do? We got 40 illegals on our island. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Lori Lightfoot, everything that she said, it makes me crack up. We're tapped out. Holy cow, we're getting 200 a day. How are we going to survive? Wow. Look at you. $6,000 a month. Woo! Lord knows. I see your problem. I don't know what it is in the border states. And here's what I can tell you. Lori Lightfoot doesn't have to worry about cartels on the borders going through their property, the property of American citizens, and nobody can shoot them, nobody can take any action unless you end up in prison. She doesn't have to worry about that. She doesn't have to worry about all the other issues, the crime that hits that border. I mean, you first get to America. I'm going to put it to you this way. If I were an illegal and I were watching things and how they pan out in America, I'd come across, I'd try to use not to use a coyote, I'd come across, I'd go rob me a store, I'd go right in, walk out with whatever I needed, and I'd start my life. Simple as that. A critical tipping point, she said, in order for them to have, here's what she said, safe, orderly, and dignified processing. And I love how she put it. She says, this problem begins at the border. It certainly does, Lori. It certainly does. Why isn't Joe Biden addressing it? Now, here's the funny thing about the border. So Joe Biden sends 1,500 troops to the border. And the complaint by the Democrats and other people is, that's not enough. They can't arrest people or anything else. Okay, yeah, I agree. But here's what's interesting. They sent troops. Joe Biden is saying something. I don't know what message he's sending by sending the troops, but he's following Donald Trump's plan, because Donald Trump would have had the troops there. He probably would have given him more authority. But why even send the troops? If they have no ability to do anything, why would you have those optics? This thing is not going to go away. People are wanting to understand why we have a porous border that is allowing people to come over by the millions. The millions. And with what this 42 thing, what's prop, I don't know if it's called prop, but it's like something 42 that won't, because we could block them due to COVID. Now we can't. So these people are amassed at the border waiting on, I just want you to understand, they're waiting on official declaration that 42 is gone and they're just going to flood over again. And Joe Biden says, oh, send the military. And everybody's going, to do what? What are they going to do? So let's back up a little bit. Ask ourselves this question. Why are we here? What is this related to? We have a border problem created by Biden. He's exacerbating the problem because of their policies for illegals in the United States. But he's wondering, how is it that they keep coming and amassing at the border? Now, we as conservatives, you know what we're concerned about? Mostly, when are they going to convert them into leftist votes? Because that's what's going to happen. So there's a couple of truisms. Do you expect the Democrats to finish to fix theirs? So if you don't expect that, which I don't think you would, what is your solution? How do you plan on addressing it? I've already told you, there's many things that I would be doing, but whether we do it, whether it's reelecting Trump and letting him reinstitute the border policy, as we can see, that was nothing more than a Band-Aid on a bullet hole. As soon as they depose Trump, what happens? They go right back to those policies. What is it that we can do to ensure that it never happens? It stops happening, and then it finally stops forever. What can we do? I've got some ideas. We could talk to Mexico and say, if you continue to allow this, if you don't put the military on your border, seal off all the tunnels that are coming into America and make sure that we are dramatically dropping the number of illegals into our country, there will be hell to pay. To me, that's a great first start. Secondarily, we could address the ones that are here and start deportation of the ones that have sneaked over, and put a plan together. By the way, this is what Trump was doing. Put a plan together that says, look, we can't send everybody home. There are these kids that have never known Mexico or El Salvador or whatever. They can't go home. They don't even know how to be. It's like when you take care of an alligator or something at your house. As bad as the animal is, if you release him into the swamp, he's going to get eaten by another alligator. So that's where we are. We've got babes in the woods. We cannot release them because they don't know how to acclimate themselves, and they're going to end up in a bad way. That's all I'm saying. Immigration. How long have we been talking about it? How long will we continue to talk about it? It seems like forever. And we're not making any progress because we don't have guys that are really ready to fight for us. I'm talking about the GOP. They aren't ready to fight. I would tell you they don't know how to fight. I think they do. I don't think they care either. I really don't. This is an easy fix. We have a legal system. Why do you never talk about it? We could have the media backing up off of this. We could have a complete program generated in order to push back on this idea that we should be letting people through. Heck, for goodness sakes, force kids in school to have to watch To Catch a Smuggler. What a show. And then show what they go through at the airport. By the way, airports all over the world do the same thing. You can't bring these fruits in. You can't bring these meats in. You can't bring this produce in. Whatever. And, oh, by the way, we know you're smuggling in drugs and other, stuff. So, let's show them that. And then show them how easy it is to just swim across, come do whatever. You know what Lori Lightfoot went on to talk about? She talked about the disease. They bring in disease. We cannot handle this. What have we been saying, folks, for years? And what do? They get them over here. They want to give them driver's license, work visas, etc. Which if you're going to be somewhere, you got to go to work. But you can't have your cake and eat it too, leftists. We have to get something for this. I'm talking about the conservative movement, the citizens of the United States. We have to feel like we matter. You feel like we matter?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Rarely on this program, I know it seems this way, but it's not the case, but I'm not here to be a cheerleader for the conservative movement or a cheerleader for you. I'm here to deliver what I believe is my vision of things, what I see. And I remember watching Don Lemon talk about, this is my perspective as a gay black man in America. Well, my perspective is as an American, as a human being. And my truth is based on what I see. It's not coming from a particular perspective. It's not ethnocentrically based. It's not politically based. It's not theologically based. It's whatever. It's just based on observations of a person who really, I believe, in my heart of hearts, looks at things from all perspectives. It doesn't mean I know everything, but I look at things from all perspectives. I tell you, my secret to success in life, if you want to call it that, is The minute I draw an opinion, I ask myself, defend it as if you were on the other side of that opinion. If you do that, you will find yourself being very, pragmatic about things. You're not so quick to go, oh, I'm wrong and you're right. You go, you know what? I can see why you would think that. I don't necessarily believe it, but I do see how you could come to that, particularly if you're coming at it from a gay black man point of view. I could see you wanting more rights as an LGBT person because you come at it from a gay black man point of view, as an example. But as a person who believes in rights, human rights, I don't come at it from a focused point of view. You get what I'm saying? So as I'm contemplating all these things that are going on in the world, that's the way I want to look at it. And when I talk about the things that I witness, I try to deliver that with as much truth as possible. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's a slant at times because some things I've thought about and I don't really care what you think. It's just done. It's baked. And I'm very proud that there are things that I stand on that are now, after having been looked at through all the sphere, you know, from every point in the sphere, I don't need to question it anymore. I don't need to for people to tell me, Kevin, we shouldn't look at the world through the eyes of ethnocentricity. I completely agree. I'm not looking at the world as a black man. I refuse to. Do I understand sometimes the black condition can appear to be something unique to us? Sure. But I assure you, give me your black position, I'll find you another ethnicity that goes, well, in our culture, here's who's suffering in this culture, and they're all different colors. Glad you're here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The example I want to use right now about how we're winning in the culture battle, and I know it doesn't appear that way, because the left still dominates what you see and what you hear. They're dominating all your senses. But the fact is, pay attention, conservatives, you're winning. And here's what I'm trying to teach you. Stop being a loser. There's a winner's mentality. There's a way to look at something and say, I'm not going to be a victim. Like I told you when I grew up and people would tell me, well, Kevin, there was slavery and there was all this oppression of black people and you should be very oppressed. I would just start chuckling. I'd start laughing. I was a kid and I knew not to accept that. I was a child and a teacher told me, Kevin, why are you smiling as I'm telling you about slavery? And I go, because I'm not a slave. You're telling me something that happened 100 years ago. I'm not a slave. In that amount of time, my people have come from being slaves to where I sit in a classroom full of white kids. What do you want me to be mad about? Are you teaching them more than you're teaching me? No. And in fact, you know what was so cool about it? I dominated. My friends are on listening to my radio show. If I was lying, I'm dying. I dominated. I was one of the smartest kids, if not the smartest kid, in most of the classes I attended. And I worked at it. It wasn't like, I mean, there's a certain level of intelligence I think that people have, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe I was born genius. I don't at all. I believe that my mind absorbed and it took things in, and over time, with all the experiences I had, it developed areas of genius. I mean, I've seen these savants, these people that are like 250,000, 413. I'm not one of those. But what I am good at, I'm good at. And I've become genius at some stuff. So, you know, going back to the premise of this, I'm looking at all this stuff that's around us and giving us proof that we are winning in every category. Look at what they're trying to do to education. They're losing. The left is losing. They have to form unions. They have to get government intervention to win. And they make it appear as though, oh, we're a union. Look at how big we are. I guarantee you, there are a lot more people on our side of these issues than theirs. And the question I got to ask you is, whose voice are you going to lift? Sometimes I feel like a preacher, you know, like, and I don't want to feel that. I really don't want it to appear that way, but it is. It's preaching about You know, do I need to talk about the walls of Jericho? Is it time for the Easter sermon? What are we talking about here? We talk about the same problems, and the only solution is very simple. People, please. It's you. It's what you decide to spend your time on, what you decide to spend, whatever equity you've built. If you want your kids to have a better education, support the people that are doing it. Or, here's a novel idea. Go do it. Go to school board meetings. Let me tell you, I've been threatened to get arrested at school board meetings. I've been told to shut up. I've been escorted out. You give me your scenario. I have picketed in front of Congress's place for different things. I have spoken at colleges and universities in very hostile situations. I just did a hostile radio show in New Orleans. Earl Ingram, you can go look him up. He's a perpetual victim. I'm 69 years old. You know, and you go, okay, really, what's that got to do with anything? Are you a slave on a plantation, Earl? You know, victims, perpetual victims. And, you know, people ask me all the time, Kevin, what are we going to do? Every radio show, Kevin, we're about solutions. Let's fix something. Okay, I'm going to give it to you same way I say to them. And if you've been listening to this program long enough, you know what I'm going to tell you. It's about you. It's about that click. What do you read? Whose show do you listen to? Who do you propagate out? Who do you brag on? Who do you contact? Who do you know? What ideas do you have that you feed to these hosts and things like that? I have people that send me stuff. Kevin, you ought to talk about this. You ought to talk about that. I could come on your show and do this or that. You could. Or you could do it and start your own show. Because if you want to do my show, which I'm happy to entertain these ideas, but you know what? The way to help my show is to get it out there. When a show like this, that's why I'm telling you, Tucker's not going to have any problems. Tucker did a clip that got, I don't know, what, 12, 13, whatever, it may be 50 million by now. If he monetized that clip, it would have made Tucker millions, not millions of dollars, but it would have made him a lot of money. If he did that every day on his own show, hey, come check out the Tucker Carlson Network. I'm going to be coming on to do this. Is it going to have the gravitas of Fox? Well, not right now, but maybe it will. Maybe he'll do that for OAN. Don't know. But what I will tell you is this. He's not worried about it because he's paying his bills. And as long as he can pay his bills and take care of his family, he's going to keep spitting Tucker Carlson truth. And apparently people like it. Because he's doing pretty well. He had the bully pulpit of Fox. They couldn't shadow ban him on there. Tucker's going to find out it'll be a little more difficult here, but he won't struggle. His audience is built. If he's smart, he'll put him into email. I tell you guys all the time, be in our email. That's the toughest thing they have to shut us down. They can shut me off of Facebook or Twitter or whatever. They can't take me off of Wimkin. WIMKIN.com, folks. Join me over there. When I ask you to do these things, is it tough? Is it difficult? Are these impossible? Kevin, I don't use social media. Kevin, I'm not. Look, we have more excuses than a dude going to prison. I would tell you what that really statement is, but I'm going to leave it there. The point is, stop with excuses. It's about you. It's about what you choose to do. That's what's stopping them. Look at late night. Fox is in triage. I was looking at the collapse of the ad revenue. A guy did a blog, a thing on it, an article. The collapse of the ad revenue from Tucker's show in one day, 2 days. The collapse of the ratings in a couple of days. You keep watching it. It's only going to get worse for them. That is yet another sign that when you take off somebody who's telling the truth, you will suffer. People still remember me from Fox from 2018. I haven't been on that show, that channel, in 5 years, and I still get recognized. That's how powerful truth can be. One of these days, I may write a book about some of the instances where people recognize me. It will blow your mind, because it certainly has blown mine. I'm not going to go into the details of this. Just know this. Fox is suffering because leftism is suffering.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.